Hello, this is Vera Strogolova reading Understanding New Research on Probiotics. Last year, there were several research studies on probiotics in honeybees, including SuperDFM honeybee probiotic. Working on this topic for some time, I'm glad to see the interest pick up among scientists and beekeepers alike. Today, I want to share my perspective on a new research article by Megan D'Amico et al., testing the effectiveness of a commercially sold probiotic on restoring the gut microbiota of honeybees, a field study. D'Amico et al. Tested the effectiveness of probiotic SuperDFM honeybee after antibiotic treatment. The main question was, does probiotic restore honeybee gut microbiota disrupted by an antibiotic? In this main question, the study by D'Amico et al. Is similar and complementary to the one done by Kirk Anderson. It stems from the well-known fact, documented by hundreds of research studies, that consuming antibiotics such as teramycin treatment, TeraPro, kills beneficial bacteria in the gut. TeraPro contains antibiotic oxytetracycline. Antibiotics disrupt and decrease the microbiome components. The microbiome are all the microbes living in the honeybee gut. Microbiomes have protective and functional characteristics. Disruption of microbiomes by antibiotics harms honeybee health. Beekeepers resorting to antibiotics are interested in minimizing the collateral damage to microbiome. This study used only 9 honeybee colonies, 3-story, 5-frame deep nooks, in Dallas, North Carolina. The design of the study includes 3 colonies that were the control group and received no treatment, and 6 other colonies received antibiotic, TeraPro, administered 3 times at 4 to 5 day interval. After antibiotic, 3 of the 6 hives received the probiotic, SuperDFM honeybee, twice at 7 day intervals. Using molecular methods, the researchers looked at microbiota of the worker honeybees in these 9 colonies. They isolated and sequenced 16S ribosomal RNA gene to evaluate the diversity and abundance of bacteria in the honeybee guts. 16S ribosomal RNA gene is present in all bacteria. Small differences in the sequence of this gene are used to identify the species of bacteria that the gene came from. There are also some limitations to this method. Some bacterial species, such as Bacillus species, are difficult to distinguish from one another due to high similarity in their sequences. For some unknown reason, in this study, the antibiotic didn't work as expected. The authors observed that the antibiotic caused none or very little microbiome disruption. This could happen if honeybees were given the antibiotic in the past, which can lead to dysbiosis or antibiotic resistance in the microbiome. However, the authors specifically said that the hives didn't receive antibiotics for 10 years before the study. So the reason why antibiotic didn't work is not known. The antibiotic caused very little microbiome disruption. Also, after probiotic, after DFM, the changes to microbiome were also very minimal. In conclusion, the probiotic caused no significant difference in microbiome composition compared to control treatment. Since the antibiotic caused very little microbiome disruption, there was equally very little expected in terms of restoring microbiome. I was asked to explain why a probiotic didn't change microbiomes. Even though a probiotic is intended to support a healthy microbiome, it should never disrupt it. Rather, probiotic bacteria transit the gut and help the microbes that are already living in the gut, the native bacteria. Probiotic bacteria can digest some of the food, produce more lactic acid, acidifying the gut and inhibiting the pathogens or unfriendly bacteria or fungus. Probiotic bacteria can also gobble up toxins or pesticides from the gut. International Scientific Association for Probiotics and Prebiotics explain this concept. A common misconception is that to be effective, a probiotic must impact the composition of gut microbiota. Typically, probiotics do not take up residence in the gut and may not evoke any detectable changes in the microbiome that is already present. As they pass through the gut, probiotics and the substances they produce interact with the immune cells, gut cells, dietary components in the gut, and the microbes that live in our gut, and that's how they exert their benefits. D'Amico et al. Zoom in on the levels of bacteria found in honeybee gut samples. The diagrams show that the levels of these bacteria in each group and each hive. Each colorful stack represents the average microbiome from each point. Three treatments, three time points. Blue, yellow, orange, teal, lavender, green, and pink layers represent groups of closely related bacteria. The native honeybee gut bacteria are Lactobacillus firmicutes 4 and 5 groups, shown in different shades of yellow, Bifidobacteria in blue, Gillamella in lavender, and Snodgrassella in teal. Super DFM honeybee probiotic bacteria are shown in different shades of gray on the sidebar. Since the antibiotic caused very little microbiome disruption, there was equally very little expected in terms of restoring it. However, you can see a drop in all colors except the top light blue, other unknown bacteria, in the middle column receiving TerraPro, week 1. This disruption of microbiome follows antibiotic in hives treated with antibiotics that didn't receive DFM or probiotic. By comparison, the column to the right of the middle column, week 1 TerraPro DFM, has more lactobacillus, oranges and yellows, and more bifidobacterium group in blue. It's important to remember that statistics favor replication. Only 9 colonies were used in the study. Thus, this visible difference may be not statistically significant, but it still appears to show a healthier microbiome in hives treated with Super DFM honeybee. Each bar stack in figure 4 came from dozens of bees from 3 hives in each group. Figure supplemental 3 shows in greater detail each hive in TerraPro and TerraPro DFM groups. This loss of core bacteria in hives treated with antibiotics is more prominent in hive 2, TerraPro only, columns 22 through 29. The hives treated with antibiotics and probiotics are looking much better. They're labeled TerraPro plus DFM. And finally, one hive, H1, in TerraPro only group went missing in sampling time point week 2. This is the only colony lost from an experiment. And because it happened in antibiotic group, this is interesting because it points to higher mortality in antibiotic treated group, but not in the group that received probiotics. Losing even one colony is economically painful for a beekeeping operation, so I think another study should be done to follow the colony survival in hives treated with DFM, with or without antibiotics.